I wish I had like more appropriate music, but something really cool, like Cinco de Mayo is one of my favorite days of the year, and you can actually join Radio Now and Buster broadcasting live from 3 to 7 on Cinco de Mayo for Cinco Fest at Luciana's. Did I say that correctly?
Luciana's.
Yes. It's going on in Broad Ripple on Cinco de Mayo. That's May 5th. Tacos, tequila, and margaritas. What's your favorite out of those three? Tacos, tequila, margaritas. I like to blend them all together.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a taco guy, dude. Like, I wonder if they have a taco eating contest, because I will tear it up.
I guess I would say margarita, but I am not a margarita fan.
You're not?
No.
What?
They're like too alcohol-y.
Joe, what do you put around your rim of margaritas?
Ew.
Some people put salt. Some people put sugar.
I hate the word rim.
Well, it depends what you say after rim.
Gross!
I actually prefer my margaritas with nothing around the rim.
Oh, my God.
Except for my mouth.
Ew.
I love when
stop
my mouth around the rim.
Talking about rim and mouth. Stop.
All right. Awkward transition time. Actually, I need a transition just because it's so weird. Hold on.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
He's a reptilian shapeshifter transitioning.
The reason I need a transition is this. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and I was so excited to finally meet my little brother. I got to do it last Thursday, and this actual weekend on Saturday, we got to hang out and have our first little brother, big brother thing. This is
Yay!
All part of the big brothers, big sisters here, and it was awesome, guys. I was like pooping my pants. I was so nervous to hang out with my little brother, Michael, but we had such a good time. Guess what he wanted to do? Because we kind of like got to pick it out. He wanted to go play laser tag, which sounds awesome.
How'd you do with your bad hip?
I almost died.
Was it hard for you to run around?
I couldn't. I got lit up, Alex, because you have a little pack on, which, by the way, it's like fat guy in a little like laser pack. I was like, but I was able to button it up. But they have like the chest, the back, and your shoulders are really where you can hit people with a little laser gun or whatever for points. I was telling producer MYK off the air that there's different levels. You run around on the floor, and there's up top where you can kind of snipe people and try to get them so they don't see you. That's where I was going to be because I was too slow, but I had to go up these stairs. It took me like forever to get up the stairs because like my hip's so bad now that these little kids, these little seven-year-old kids were lighting me up. They were shooting me in the back because I was trying to walk up the stairs. Like they kept on scoring points at me because I couldn't get up there. I was like, you little bastards.
Man, so wait, so not only in laser tag can your partner, which would have been Michael, get you, but anyone can?
Michael and I were teammates.
So you two together worked to get other people. I thought Michael had to shoot you.
No.
Okay.
We're bros.
I've never
here.
Done laser tag because I have zero interest in that.
Oh, it would be so fun.
Physical activity? Ew.
Oh, my gosh. But it was a great time.
You get to shoot people?
Yeah, that was pretty
That's
cool.
That's true.
Then afterwards, we went and grabbed some food. This kid, seriously, is a mini me. Like, my little brother Michael is me, like, from another mother, because the dude can put away rolls. We went to Texas Roadhouse. That's where he wanted to go.
Those are the best rolls of all time.
But what's that little, like, it's not butter. What is it that you put on the rolls?
It's honey butter.
Is it honey butter?
Mm-hmm.
It's crack.
It's like cinnamon honey butter or something?
It's a drug. It's a crack.
Honey butter?
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse, their butter isn't normal butter. It's like,
It's like cinnamon.
Or maybe it's cinnamon butter.
Like bougie butter.
It's bad and bougie butter.
Truffle butter.
Guess how many?
Not bad.
There's four rolls in a basket. Guess how many baskets he ate by himself?
How many?
Three.
Now, see, Joe, this is not good.
Okay,
you're
gonna
get him taken away from
you. I knew this would come up, but yeah, he really was hungry. Like him and I both really liked the rolls, so we just ate them up.
You're supposed to be telling him, like, you can't just let him do anything when he hangs out with you. You're like that, like, crazy aunt or whatever that's like, sure, honey, take a sip of this wine. Like, you can't just let him do anything.
Well, the rule is you can't drink when you're with your little brother, little
probably
sister.
Probably a good plan.
But that's the thing, too. Like, he wanted to get, like, a Sprite. I'm like, I wonder if his mom allows him to drink pop or not.
Oh, my gosh. These are things you need to ask. What if he has dietary restrictions? You didn't ask if he has allergies?
He does have an allergy to something.
Well, you probably should know what it is. What if it's peanuts or something? And you're in Texas Roadhouse where you eat the peanuts and throw them on the floor. You need to find these things out. You need a list of, like, things that are, you know, he cannot do.
We have all that. I'm just saying, like, okay, bottom line, it was fun. It was a great time. I know I was so nervous, and I'm glad you guys told me it would be good, because it is. We're actually hanging out again, I think, Thursday or so. We're going to play some video games.
Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Now, that's my kind of stuff right there. I'm telling you, guys or girls, if you've ever thought about being a big brother or big sister, do it. It is so worth it, and you got to contact the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana and get hooked up with that, because it is the greatest thing that I've ever actually like stepped up and done.
I want to do it. I'm just like in the middle of possibly doing something else right now with another charity, so I'm like, well, you know, I got to figure out how that's going to play out
first.
You would
be the coolest big sister ever.
Duh, I would.
Every time for lunch, chicken nuggets!